At this time, we would usually introduce a public comment session. However, I understand, Secretary Keyes, that we do not have any public comments today, so.
Correct.
We will move into the vote process, and bear with me as I lay out the procedures for the vote. There are two sets of votes that will occur for two different agendas as provided by our bylaws. One is the regular voice vote agenda with several items. The rest of the items are part of what we call the roll call agenda, and we'll do a voice vote agenda first. The items for the regular agenda were listed in the materials distributed to the board and posted. The secretary will read the title of all items. After she's read them, we will then discuss any open issues, although I understand the agenda items have been reviewed in one or more of the committee meetings, and you may have contacted President Killeen or Secretary Keyes for clarification. So we hope by now you have the information that you need. But regardless, we'll welcome any discussion. After the discussion, we'll vote on all items at once, and we'll vote as a group. Of course, if anyone wishes to vote uniquely on any one item, that can be easily accommodated. Just indicate to Susan, and she'll record that in the voice accordingly. So Susan, if you would, please read the regular voice vote agenda.
Certainly. A1, approve minutes of Board of Trustees meetings. Item number one has already been approved. 2, award the Board of Trustees Distinguished Service Medallion. 3, resolution for Warren Holtzberg. 4, amend president's appointment to eliminate deferred compensation component. 5, amend Chicago campus chancellor's appointment to revise housing component. 6, appoint interim dean, College of Public Affairs and Administration, Springfield. 7, appoint member to the athletic board, Urbana. 8, appoint members to the board of managers of Illinois Ventures, LLC. 9, appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. 10, appoint Vice Chancellor for Health Affairs, Chicago. 11, award honorary degree, Chicago. 12, establish a Bachelor of Science in Middle Grades Education with concentrations in literacy, mathematics, science, and social science, College of Education, Urbana. 13, appoint interim director of the Division of Intercollegiate Athletics, Urbana. 14, establish the Bachelor of Science in Athletic Training, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Springfield. 15, establish the Bachelor of Science in Exercise Science, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Springfield. 16, reorganize the Department of Management Information Systems, College of Business and Management, Springfield. 17, transfer the Center for Prevention Research and Development, Urbana. 18, name the Dale C. and Karen C. Nicholson Postgraduate Pediatric Dentistry Clinic, College of Dentistry, Chicago. Thank you.
Thank you. Could I entertain a motion to approve these items?
So moved. Second.
Very predictable. Thank you. Moved and seconded. Any discussion of any of the items that Susan has just reviewed? Yes, Trustee Courts.
Ed, if I could please, I'd like to make just a couple comments about item 13. Appoint interim athletic director, Urbana. I plan to vote in favor of this agenda item in that I've never met Mr. Kowalsik, so I have no reason not to vote for him. And also, I respect that this decision is that of Chancellor Wilson, and for a board member to vote negative on that would basically be tantamount to micromanagement. But I would like to say a few words on behalf of Mike Thomas. I'm sorry to see Mike go. I met Mike when he first came to campus, and we became good friends. But that's not the reason I speak today. I think Mike had his greatest quality as an athletic director, I believe, was he had the best interests of the student athletes at heart. And when you consider how hard those student athletes work and their representation of the university, I think that's critical. And during Mike's reign, the University of Illinois had the highest graduation rate among their student athletes for any school in the Big Ten, with the exception of Northwestern. I think that's a tremendous legacy. And I just wanted to state that publicly, that I really appreciate what Mike did for our university.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate that. Any further discussion? Yes, Pat.
Just one comment on item 4. I just think we should note that President Killeen's initiative to eliminate some of his own compensation is a great illustration of what a great president we have. I just don't think we should let it slide by as a line item vote in there without noting that. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The next session is the roll call agenda. These are items that specifically require a roll call vote, where we go around the table. We vote individually by trustee, but we will attempt to do this on the entire collective package. Of course, if anyone would like to vote uniquely on any one item, you may do so and indicate that when you vote. Susan, if you would, please read the items on the roll call agenda.
Certainly. Number 19, employ professional services consultant for the master plan update, Urbana. 20, approve purchase recommendations. 21, authorize settlement, Salida versus Kennedy et al. 22, disclose certain minutes of executive sessions pursuant to Open Meetings Act.
All right, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion of the items? Hearing none, Susan, would you please conduct the roll of the trustees?
Certainly. Mr. Cepeda.
I approve.
Yes to all?
Yes to all.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes to all.
Mr. Fitzgerald.
I abstain on items 19 and 20, which are procurement, and I vote yes on 21 and 22.
Mr. Hall.
Yes to all.
Ms. Hacera.
Yes to all.
Ms. Holmes.
Yes to all.
Dr. Kortz.
Yes to all, with the exception of item 21, I vote no. I'm convinced when we first had this discussion on the board acted in the what we felt was the best interest of the students. I'd just like to illustrate that, highlight that.
Thank you. Mr. McClinton.
Yes to all.
Mr. McMillan.
Yes to all.
Mr. Montgomery.
Yes to all.
Governor Rauner. Ms. Smart.
Yes to all.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes to all.
Thank you.
Very good. That concludes the voting portion of the agenda. Again, I'd just like to add thanks to all the trustees on all the issues that we've deliberated on. Particularly appreciate your involvement with the committee structure. What we do here today, for those of you in attendance, obviously is very important, but the work of the trustees and their involvement in the committees is really what is critical to this Board of Trustees and how we function. President Killeen, any comments you'd like to make?